after 7 o'clock on the Zoo, you can win cash and trips on Midway Airlines with Q102's birthday flex. Q102, the number one hit music station. If I could turn back time, I'd take those tattoos off my behind. That's Cher from Heart of Stone. 7:06, Monday morning from your Q Morning Zoo with Lee Martin and Julie Johnson. Mix nursing a pinched nerve and sounded pretty horrible this morning, as a matter of fact.
So he's not here. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Boy, you're waking up to kind of a drippy one for a Monday. Q-Nor 2 freeze notice, 4-day forecast, cloudy. Scattered showers off and on all day. High 60 today, rain and 40 tonight. Rain out of here by tomorrow afternoon, cloudy and 49 tomorrow. 55 and cloudy for Wednesday and Thursday. We've got 48 now at Q-Nor 2.
Okay, this hour on the Zoo, amongst other things, we'll give you clue number one in the Q-Zoo's Easter egg hunt at about 2:45 this morning. It's been one of those days, I'll tell you.
Lee was out somewhere in the city hiding an egg, and we will be giving clues once an hour. We start at 7:20 this morning. All you have to do is find it, bring it to us.
And you could be a winner. Who knows what it could be? It's all sorts of good things to give away. You will. It's from K's Merchandise and Q102. First clue in about 10, 15 minutes. Also, for the people who are in the Q102 Hy-Vee Looney Tunes weekend, you winners there, we'll be giving away a Sony VCR this hour, too.
And it's pick a trip anywhere Midway Airlines goes for two.
Let's just spend the morning giving away stuff and not do anything.
Okay.
What the hell, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. I think we'll also probably fit in a mystery movie this hour, too. Now, let's do Beat the Bomb instead. You want to do Beat the Bomb?
That is a fun game.
Okay, first it's Tom Brokaw with his daily promo. Good morning, Tom.
This is Tom Brokaw in New York. TV commercial star Morris the Cat is being sought for stealing 40 pounds of beef tongue from a delicatessen. The owner of the deli would not comment on the theft. Apparently, the cat's got his tongue. I'm Tom Brokaw. All see you tonight.
You can see that coming.
Yeah.
You can see that coming.
Let's go. Hollywood Trash at 7:08.
Well, Farm Aid for yesterday in Indianapolis. Actually, Saturday in Indianapolis was definitely a success. Over 60 acts, 45,000 people showed up. They raised over $1 million in all. Heather Locklear's husband, Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, fell during a recent concert in Connecticut. He was swinging down a rope, and he fell off it. He suffered a concussion. He was taken to the hospital and released yesterday. The spokesperson just says he doesn't know why it happened because Lee does the rope thing at almost every concert. But I guess just this time, he lost his grip or something. Gospel pop singer Amy Grant is suing Marvel Comics Group for linking her with occult subject matter. Apparently, she was on the cover of the March 15th Doctor Strange Sorcerer Supreme comics, and the cover was copied from the cover photo of her 1986 album. She is ticked, apparently. The host of Family Feud, Ray Combs, was arrested over the weekend for trespassing on his own property. He was arrested in Cincinnati for appearing on the stage of a comedy club he co-owns. Apparently some problems there. People's Court may have a case within its own four walls. Doug Llewellyn, the guy who interviews the people on the show, was bit by a dog one of the litigants brought during the case. Too bad, Doug. And Milli Vanilli, apparently Robin Fab got thrown out of a heavy metal bar recently over in London after they were trying to pick up on the wrong chick.
Well, you know, those guys, those clowns, you know, why do they go to heavy metal bars looking how they do? You know, these guys with three teeth named Spike are going to come over and beat the snot out of them.
Because they believe in their hairspray.
Apparently.
Celebrity birthdays, Hugh Hefner, 64, Carl Perkins, 55, the chick who plays Rudy on Cosby Show's 11, and Philip Wright's 42.
All right, also Jeff Watson's 24 at Iowa Beef Steakhouse, Crystal White, the big 3-0 today, Kayla Kuchenberg having a birthday, Carrie Wright, and Ken Watson. Now, if you're celebrating, happy birthday to you. From your Q Morning Zoo, and everybody's going to have a chance to win because it's birthday box next year.
Woo! Yeah! Thanks for listening. Time again to call out another instant winning birthday with Q102's birthday box.
All right, we're ready. Monday morning is pick a trip for two to anywhere of Midway Airlines' 50 destinations in the continental U.S. and the Bahamas. We're going to get to that in just a matter of seconds. Now, before we give out today's birthday, do me a favor, write down Q102, and the next time we'll be playing, that'll be at 10:35 this morning, and then again at 4:35 this afternoon. You have the ceremonial envelope, don't you?
The big wigs just handed it to me.
Let me clear the line. Okay, got those all cleared.
Here you go.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. If your birthday is February 26th, be the 10th caller at 280-1102 to pick a trip for two to any of over 50 Midway Airlines destinations in the continental U.S. or the Bahamas. Again, the birthday we're looking for, February 26th, must be caller number 10, and it must be your birthday.
Your birthday!
Yours! Not your mom's.
Quit calling
not
your
for dad's.
Your mother.
Has to be, absolutely, has to be your birthday. 280-1102, be the 10th caller, and you'll win Q102's birthday buck.
Still doesn't beat the time the guy tried to get his dog's birthday in there.
Waking you up with a Q morning thing.
Nobody gives you more music. The Monica Caligiuri, very happy lady. She was the winner this morning at Q102's birthday bucks. She's going anywhere Midway Airlines flies. 10:35 the next time they play, and then at 4:35 this afternoon. And another chance to win right here at Q102. Oh, let's do it here. We're going to do the weather right now. And to help us out, it's the Weather Sisters. Yes, friends, sunny, stormy, and frigid. They're here to sing for us. Ladies, if you would.
Pardon me, boy. Can you tell us about the weather?
Man, it kind of looks like the rain thing, as a matter of fact. Harvey, the freeze notice, 4-day forecast, cloudy showers and 60 today, rain tonight, 40, 49 tomorrow, and wind, 55 for Wednesday, Thursday. That's right, you interrupted me, so give me a break, all right?
They come in here as a guest, and then they insult you. Yeah, oh, I tell you, if my nails were any longer.